home seems quiet, too quiet. An eerie stillness grips the walls. Check my phone, no missed calls. My girlfriend's sound asleep, but she sprawled out across the bed, full spread. Lean over and kiss her forehead. Slowly rising, tiptoe on to the kitchen to eat some leftover chicken. Intuition signal a feeling, something the universe is concealing. But I don't have a reason to feel this anxious, so just calm down, Neil. See, been out the game, living boring. They can't bust you if you ain't scoring. Take a deep breath, take it easy. Hit the couch and watch some TV.
Senator Paul Ronald was pressured by his party to resign today after evidence acquired in a sweeping online sting operation revealed his ties to a slew of violent feminist organizations. Senator Ronald was the most vocal opponent to last year's telecom merger that formed the syndicate, leaving some critics to posit that his ouster was simply part of a vengeful political witch hunt. Documents provided by the Federal Bureau of Telecommunications detail how the newly streamlined process for law enforcement to make electronic surveillance requests has greatly boosted efficiency.
Circus, not my monkeys, not my problem, just the country. So what if the politicians got bunkies on all these other companies? Citizens who obey the law, don't get spied on, not at all. So my fears irrational, all here corporate national. Who cares what you buy when you're online shopping? What about the porn that you're watching? What about the girls that you're stalking behind your girlfriend's back? Is that shocking? Cell phone tracks the places you're walking and all that fly skin that you're rocking. No one will possibly use that data against you sometime later. At least that's how I feel now. I've changed. Spent too long going against the grain. Ain't no reason to fight the main. Got a good life and I can't complain. Water's heated, food is tasty. Got this couch on sale at Macy's. Lease a brand new black Mercedes. Blasting beats from the 1980s. Ignorance is bliss indeed. And hold me probably in a seat. But the prospect of losing all that I've gained taught me to shut up and stay in my lane. Leave the sofa, wash my dishes. Replace plate and flip the switches. Walk in bedroom, lift the sheets. Close my eyelids, back to sleep.
In an effort to make the government's surveillance of the internet easier, the syndicate has amended their terms of service today to refuse routing of any type of encrypted traffic on their ubiquitous backbone, except for a handful of authorized companies who have been pre-approved by the Federal Bureau of Telecommunications. Other companies who wish to apply for the exemption may do so on the FBT's website after filling out a few simple forms and paying a non-refundable processing fee of $2,000. Net neutrality and privacy advocates are up in arms about the changes, announcing their intention to file lawsuits attempting to block the new proposals.
Shut in my office, hop on jabber and hit my accomplice. Flux got my screen with a case of jaundice, cause I'm on this feng shui quest for calmness. Read it in a default tab, I go mad for the memes that feature cats. Peruse the news with some freshly brewed coffee, cause I'm on the internet, dude. Reply from my contact, agency just got the contract to place new nodes on the border routers. Surveilling traffic on all the towers, discrimp my sim game. Tech with no brain can tie my name to a bank and wave comms or scan nets with, but I guess I'm just a masochist. Oh well, no sins in condomless. Ownage when the government's ominous. And a prominent problem of my people. They don't stop till it gets illegal. But I got plans to stay unburdened. Stand back up and draw my curtain. Slowly stroke my beard and consider how to clean my gear. The game just kinda lost its luster. Slowly since I've been a youngster, young Neil's. Keyboard and fingers, coding apps and dreaming bigger. But the threat lingers of getting busted. Don't know which friends can be trusted. Might as well quit while I'm a free man. And I face the eye of an angry G-man. Unwrap two brand new externals. Format X3 TrueCrypt journal. Folder structures on all my servers. Catalog all the data mergers. Earners paid for with a green dot. Prepaid Xbox win the green shot. But I'll make this copy just in case I decide to re-enter the race. Start my all things and back up my exploits. Back up my root shells and back up my checkpoints. Back up
through grid partitions. Type in DDN file device zero. SDA block size 1,000 kilos.
Sequestro, 78 degrees with another light drizzle expected early tomorrow morning. In business news, the five major telecom carriers have successfully petitioned for their merger, electing to go under the name The Syndicate. The CEO of the newly formed entity, Nice Guyman, has personally ensured his company's pledge to unregulated and unrestricted internet, even though his company now has an effective monopoly, controlling over 85% of wired and wireless communications in the country. One can only hope the hard-fought battle for this merger, which required extensive lobbying by multiple communications and special interest groups, will not adversely affect the average consumer in pricing and usage. Here's Brandon with sports.
Beneath this silicon paradise is an underground and we found it on rights. Cryptographic ciphertext and under nets in this wild, wild west. Keeping a faucet of information, unobstructed by most complications. Swapping source code data methods, keeping our trade extra protected. While this city sleeps, we defend every bit of these bits that we send. Behind benign hosting, we run blind. Anonymous VPNs and code lines. Get past tumbled, reassembled. Shot back through our data temples. Catastrophe is not coming, it's here. San Sequestro, the point of the spear.
Welcome to San Sequestro. Welcome to San Sequestro.
So here I am, another freedom fighter behind the bars. I guess I had it coming, so you all can hold your applause. Stood for a cause and I executed everything perfect. Yes, it was worth it, cause my program went and fulfilled its purpose. I went and put it in the public domain. And now the next generation of hackers can all know my name. And they can build on what I created and make it their own. And maybe modify the code so that it works with a drone. I'm here alone in my cell, trying to pass the time faster. Trying to figure a way out of this, your path of disaster. My lawyer is incompetent, my judge is a moron. His girlfriend's on the outside, probably getting the score. I see his snitches, always someone who is close to your brain. So sometimes it can be better to just stay in your lane. But you know, I'm sure she wasn't playing all of those games. So again, I had it coming, I belong in these chains. Recent events probably could have been prevented if enough people stood up to the syndicate. Forget it, but monopolies became commonplace. Every city, every state, because they wanted lower rates. And the politicians line their pockets, passing the laws that made it possible for syndicates to sink in their claws. And they won't bite the hand that feeds them, cause the dollar's important. They need it for those little signs on arms with cute little portraits. Hell corporate, I wanna see those guys in this jail, because every single one of them is more than a man. It's not what you know, it's who you know and who you pay off. And when your bottom line is hurting, it's just who you lay off. Sense of question ain't no different, it's just one in a million. Where the rules play a bit different for us lowly civilians, but resigning to conclusions like that hurt the morale. Let me spit a little bit of rationale. Wasting intelligence, probably the worst thing ever done with human development. Either not using it or using it for dubious tasks. Or you going dumb it down, you going put on a mask. A disservice to your ancestors who held on the past, so that you could be on us here and now having a blast. So cop a trade, get a hobby, try and master a craft. Because the world always needs experts in the scientist cast. Even though my craft might have got me the tame, I can make an impact going against the grain. And that might be the way you make your mark on the planet, because you just might do things different and they won't understand it. But authority is malleable, so is convention. If you don't question what is going on in this dimension, you might find yourself in my shoes for a lesser offense, because they make it all illegal on a stupid pretense. So question everything, don't accept things out of tradition. The only limitation that you have is your own ambition. And if you wanna change your world, you have to actually act. There's no life but in a click to make a real life impact. Knowledge and wisdom are the greatest weapons people can wield. The computer and the internet's your sword and your shield. So protect them with ferocity, and don't allow my prophecy to ever reach completion, cause it would be an atrocity. That's all the story that I got for you now. I really thank you all for listening, you really great crowd. I should probably start my cases appeal, or at the very least decide what I want for my last meal. I will probably be here lounging about. So if you wanna hear my story again, just give a shout. The bigger set of us, I'm spinning the wheels to replay and do some nails. All about the business. Who's brothers ever going for kindness? Cause the witness, people on the scene with the sickness. Snitching on the friends for a deal with a quickness. We ain't had a back door, poke up in the strap for. For the orders of a government act door. But they don't back door, any that is sentence. Innings, medicine, and anarchists are first on this peddling. The wrong ideology. Get the maggots to follow me before they bottom me. Cause they gotta be an oddity. Set up in a music economy. They're running me, cause I'm still a computer prodigy. No modesty when it comes to hacking a panic. Spitting on a microphone, a poker organic. Represent the business like I'm Jennifer Granite. Hacking my cannons and the science all across the Atlantic.